嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，依旧呢是来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。那么首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Susan makes fun of me, but the proof is in the pudding.
Susan makes fun of me, but the proof is in the pudding.Susan 还为此笑话我，但是事实能说明一切。Susan makes fun of me, but the proof is in the pudding. Susan makes fun of me, but the proof is in the pudding. 那么在这样一段话当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处 ,fun of,我们放在一起呢，可以有一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 fun of, fun of。而当 but, the 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 but the, but the。Proof is in, 这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起，其中呢可以做两处连读，那么你可以读成 proof is in。Proof is in.
How many times am I going to have to ask you to fix this step, Matthew? Are you going to answer me?
Did you leave the door open?
How'd you do?
Not good. People are going to start coming home from work soon.
Okay. We can't panic. Caleb is scared. He doesn't know the area. So he's got to be close by. Which yards haven't you checked yet? Bree, I desperately need your help.
Dear, what's wrong?
How do you get your hydrangeas to look so stunning? I'm systematically slaughtering my own garden.
Do you really want to know my secret?
Oh, yes.
Horse manure. I have it delivered. Susan makes fun of me, but the proof is in the pudding.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个表达，叫做 the proof is in the pudding. 这种呢，算英文当中的一个俚语了。字面的意思是，布丁尝过了才知道好不好吃。衍生意味呢，可以理解成为空谈不如实践。我们来看看对应的英文解释。
You cannot be sure that you have succeeded until you have examined the result of your efforts.
下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个呢，是一个 Joe 和 Jane 之间的对话。Joe 说
,I think we've done a good job of fixing the lawnmower.
Jane 回复说
Well, the proof is in the pudding. We haven't tried to mow the lawn with it yet.
Joe 说，我觉得我们把这个割草机修得挺好。Jane 回复说，嗨，修没修好，得试了才知道。我们还没用它修剪过草坪呢。
I think we've done a good job of fixing that lawn mower. Well, the proof is in the pudding. We haven't tried to mow the lawn with it yet.
口语当中呢，你也会听到 the proof of the pudding is in the eating 的表达，意思呢也是类似的。这个短语当中呢，你也可以把后面的 is in the eating 去掉不要，哎，也是可以的。
If you say that the proof of the pudding is in the eating, you mean that something new can only be judged to be good or bad after it has been tried or used.
下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个。
Okay, if I did everything right, the engine should work right. But the proof of the pudding will be in the eating.
好的，如果我之前每个步骤都做对了，发动机应该没问题了。但是到底好了没，只有测试一下才知道。
Okay, if I did everything right, the engine should work right. But the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。I know you didn't think it was a very good product, but just look at the fantastic sales figures. That's the proof of the pudding. 我知道你们之前并不觉得这是个好产品，但是快看这超棒的销售金额。好不好？试了才知道。I know you didn't think it was a very good product, but just look at the fantastic sales figures. That's the proof of the pudding. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。Our analysts think that the marketing campaign will boost our sales, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So let's see how our figures look at the end of the year. 我们的分析师认为，目前的市场营销策略会促进销售，但是到底是不是如此，只能看年底的销售数据才知道了。Our analysts think that the marketing campaign will boost our sales, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So let's see how our figures look at the end of the year. 今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。我知道你觉得这个烹饪方法不怎么样，但只有试了才知道好不好。我知道你觉得这个烹饪方法不怎么样，但只有试了才知道好不好。请各位同学呢看看这样一段话，尝试去使用我们今天学习过的表达去造句。那么本周的口语节目呢，我们先分享到这里，下一周再会啦 ，See you。